So what does it mean to have a visible God? It's one that can be understood and grasped. In the new church, you know, the idea of God being made visible is actually the Lord being comprehended in the fullness of his divinity and power. So understanding the Lord as the Word and as the goods and truths working in our life is still an understanding of the Lord. It's still something visible, graspable, comprehendable in that sense. It's not literal. It's not a literal understanding, but it's based on that understanding. So that understanding hasn't gone anywhere. You know, the childlike idea of the Lord as a finite human being, which is what that idea is still the foundation for understanding the Lord as a divine human. You know, so a divine human is not a finite human. The finite human is merely an image of the divine human that is necessary for us because we are finite in our comprehension, but the divine human is infinite and eternal. It's the infinite and eternal God, but it's presented through all these different images. And the image that each of us has of the Lord will be different, because our minds are constructed differently and our understanding of things is different. The Lord himself isn't different. He is always the same. So all these different images we have of the Lord are necessary for us to grasp him in terms of who he is. But he is much more than what we can grasp of him, of course, you know. So the idea of a visible God is not necessarily one of a finite human being, but the idea of a finite human being can lift our minds out of what is finite and more into seeing him as he truly is, which I think is the story of the Transfiguration. In the Transfiguration, you know, it's often cast as the Lord glorifying his human, whereas really the Lord's human has always been the infinite and eternal God. It's really the disciples themselves that are seeing the Lord for who he really is. That's what's going on there. Like, the Lord isn't undergoing a change there. What's happening is that the disciples' comprehension of who the Lord is undergoing the change. And so in the same way is that we read the literal text, when we see something shining through it, the internals of the text have always been there. It's not like they weren't there. It's just that our capacity to receive something through the text has opened up, and thereby we see something that's applicable to our interior life, which we didn't see perhaps in a story before. So this is the idea that's communicated. So everything described of the Lord in the world in the Gospels also describes the activity of the Word within the human mind. That's the principle that we need to hang on to in Logopraxis.